8:15, the Causeway southbound is closed. Keep that in mind. If you're trying to get from the North Shore to the South Shore, you cannot take the Causeway. That's because of an accident. We'll let you know if anything changes on that. But between now and then, keep in mind that the Causeway heading to the South Shore is closed. Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
This, the damage from Helene, you know, and I don't know if you've been to Asheville or not, and Chimney Rock and all of that. I have, and it's amazing to see in a bad way the devastation that they're looking at. And then when you look all along the path of Helene as it made its way north, would that or could that have anything to do on reinsurance and our insurance rates here?
Yeah, Tommy, I mean, first, I think we got to keep in mind, as always, that, you know, there's, to date, 91 people have lost their lives, mm-hmm. and the last report I saw this morning, still 1,000 people unaccounted for. You know, people have not been able to get in touch with others and loved ones. So let's keep all of those people and families in our prayers. Look, this was, the word unprecedented is going to get used a lot. We watched this storm closely from its formation all the way as it came on shore and went up through the Carolinas and Georgia. And I don't think anyone predicted the amount of rain that was going to come from this. So it is unprecedented, but I'll tell you that in the latest numbers I saw, they were, and this is early, so everybody needs to keep this in mind. It's early. They were forecasting somewhere between $3 and $5 billion in insured losses as a result of the actual hurricane force winds. These are early numbers. This morning I was reading over $10 billion in economic loss. I think that number is going to be light, mm-hmm. And somewhere between $20 to $25 billion total. But again, these are, you know, we're still early in it. I mean, there are still places that are continuing to flood. So we're just going to have to wait and watch and see. This is going to impact the National Flood Insurance Program. I was looking at some numbers this morning in anticipation of the call, trying to see kind of what policy force they have in count. And, you know, in Louisiana, we have about 440,000 flood policies. Mm-hmm. It's about 1% of our population, if you will. And I don't have the count for, you know, buildings and, that kind of percentage. But Georgia has about 72,000 flood policies. North Carolina, about 129,000 policies. So, you know, there were other states that have some serious flooding, South Carolina and Virginia. So I think this is going to impact the NFIP program. But as far as the reinsurance for you and I, on the on our property, on our wind coverage, I think. The numbers haven't come in yet to know, but I don't see it being, you know, as bad as it could have been.
So the primary concern is going to be flood.
It's looking like it. Now, look, you know, again, Florida did take a pretty good punch from the hurricane and does have a lot of damage as a result of the hurricane. But I think, as we were saying on your program or another program, where it came in that big bend area, I mean, that is the least populated portion of that state. So there weren't as many policies, relatively speaking.
This really does speak to the importance, and I know they run the public service announcements about everybody needs flood insurance. But, you know, I was saying earlier, I think Asheville's 2,000 feet above sea level, 300 feet in from the coast. But you never know, do you?
You don't. And again, this morning when I was looking at the database, the NFIP maintains data for every state, every parish. I think you can even drill down to zip code if you want to. But, you know, there are policies all throughout our state or our country. Every state that, you know, has some policy count. And so it doesn't mean that, I mean, look, Colorado has flood policies in it. So it just because you're halfway up a mountain doesn't mean that you can't flood. And I think that's been evidenced now by the devastation we're seeing in the mountain region on the East Coast.
Yeah, let me pick it up. We can go back on. Did you see 60 Minutes last night or not?
I did.
Okay, we'll talk about that as well. Tim Temple, our guest, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Text them in. I'll pass them along. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. If you've just tuned in and heard about the Causeway, Carlton Dufour Show called us and said the southbound Causeway is now opened. so you can use that as you make your way into work. Tim Temple also talked about the damage from Hurricane Helene, and as you move further inland, would appear initially, and correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Tim, would initially appear to be more of a flood concern than a wind concern? Accurate or not, as insurance goes?
Again, that's what we're, that's, again, we're early, but it appears that most of the damage is going to be from flood-related versus wind-related. It doesn't mean that you didn't have the damage there, but at least the majority, initial appearance seems to be more flood.
So I was talking about the 60 Minutes piece last night. A lot of people saw it. A lot of people are texting in about it. If you can, Commissioner, you can probably encapsulate it better than I can since you are in the industry. Explain what it showed.
Yeah, look, I watched that last night, and the company that they focused on, they highlighted where it appears that after the results of Hurricane Ian in Florida, that you had a particular company that were coming in, and I think the phrase used was lowballing claim estimates. Mm-hmm. And I think that highlights why you need to have, a very active relationship with the companies to ensure that they are doing what their mission is, which is to pay claims and pay claims fairly. In Louisiana, we have recently passed some laws to help people understand, the consumers understand what their rights are, when a company is in bad faith. And, I can tell you that, as Commissioner of Insurance, whenever we have the next event, if I'm in this chair, I'm going to work to make sure that the companies are doing right by the consumers and paying claims quickly and accurately.
People are texting in about the flood insurance program and a national some type, and I'll ask Bill Cassidy about this, the senator, when we talk to him next half hour, but about the possibility of some type of national disaster insurance where I guess everybody would pay into it and it would cover fire or flood or hurricane or whatever. Is there a place for that with the federal government? And if so, what would that do to the private insurance market? And for people that are advocating that, I would say, well, let me ask you how flood insurance is working out for you now, and is that really what you want? Your thoughts on all of that, Tim, since you are an insurance guy. I mean, that's what you do for life's work, right?
Yeah, Tommy, look, I would echo what you just said. I mean, are those same people, are they the ones advocating and promoting the National Flood Insurance Program? Show me a federal program that works well like that, and then we can have a discussion about it. But look, I don't think that is the route to go. I mean, we are certainly looking at for whatever reason, hurricanes are impacting, seem to come more frequently, seem to be more intense at times. But we're also got to look at the concentration. I mean, that's one thing that I haven't seen really introduced in the conversation is when these storms are coming on shore, look at the number of properties there versus 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, we are building and putting more people, condensing them in the same footprint, a smaller footprint, if you will. And so when a storm does come on shore, there's more property to be damaged. So I think we have to have that discussion as well, as far as, when you allow buildings to be built or homes to be built, we've got to have that conversation. Do we want to concentrate large numbers of properties in these small areas? But if you have the federal government come in and compete with the private industry, look at flood. How many companies are out there writing flood coverage right now in the U.S.? Not many, because you cannot compete with the federal government. They can make it cheap if they want to. They can subsidize it with our dollars, or if they don't have our dollars, they'll just print more money. So I don't think that a federal national disaster recovery program is the way to go. I don't know what the exact answer is, but we need to start having those conversations. But private has worked, and we need to continue to try and promote that.
Ultimately, it comes down to actuarial tables, and the basic insurance model has to be that more people buy insurance that and don't use it than do, correct?
That's correct.
So with that being the underlying rule, how do you fix insurance companies and mitigate risk other than, I guess, not insuring properties for wind and hail or whatever when they're on the coast? I'm trying to figure out what you just told me, Tim, and put all that together.
I think, Tommy, part of what we're trying to do is we also need to continue to mitigate and create properties that are more resilient as these storms come in. You know, we do things like we're doing coastal restoration. We do, you know, building of levees, elevating of properties. Now we're starting for the first time in Louisiana to build homes more resilient to wind with fortified roofs, fortified doors, fortified windows. We need to continue to promote that because we can't just tell people, you know, as you've heard and it's been said, we have a working coast. We need to have an affordable housing market in South Louisiana to keep, you know, our economy running.
We need to
also build more mitigation.
All right, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll talk to Senator Bill Cassidy. Let me just ask you, the audience, 504-260-1.